presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, people. We have a very special edition of Eric's Hour of Enlightenment. We're going to call it Eric's, Hour of Effing Enlightenment, or actually this spell that word, but we decided not to. Anyway, we've got Jamie Olivencia, pro wrestler, personal development ally. We have Jennifer Doran, psychic medium, and we have Denise Ramon, a master of all trades, also a medium that will, who will channel Eric and, I don't know, whoever. So, so tonight, Jamie and Jennifer are going to discuss, you know, how we can be more self-aware and stop BSing ourselves or bullshitting ourselves, as Eric would say, okay? Because we do that. We do that. And this is sort of a preliminary that will show you what you can get out of coming to the event, either remote attendance or in-person attendance, starting October 3rd. It's a three-day event at my house, Eric's childhood home. And so, you know, I really encourage you to register for that before it's too late, tickets are sold out, et cetera. So, well, let's go ahead. And, oh, first of all, I want to talk about this. Damon and I, well, we were all discussing how on the flight to or from Norway, I can't remember, I watched the movie called Fighting for the Family. It was this family who was totally into pro wrestling. And apparently, Damon, you actually worked for them in England like a million years ago. So and you said that they were really not portrayed as who they really are. So who, you guys should watch it, but who are they really like?
Well,
it's cool.
They're good people. It was just interesting because they were so much, they were more hard-headed type of people, and I don't mean that in the traditional sense of being like assholes. They were just very serious about the craft of professional wrestling. And when I went to England, gosh, that was it was back in 2004. A friend of mine knew who they were and he got me booked. And so I spent 6 months with these people. We did 17 shows a week. We would do 3 shows a day. It was wild, but, the who they were as people, versus the movie was just so opposite. Like in the movie it was portrayed very funny and it was very comedy based, of course. But yet as people, they were actually very serious. They were very serious about wrestling and they were a wrestling family, and they took the fundamentals of the industry and they took it very seriously. It was just interesting to me to see the movie and then see how opposite of them it really was, but yet very happy to see that they made a movie about Paige. That's what the movie is mainly about. The Rock went ahead and made a movie about her. She went to WWE and became famous. When I met her, she was only 13. I was a 19-year-old kid. She was 13 at the time. So it's kind of funny how just, you know, 10 years later, here we are. And she became a star in WWE. And it was funny. When I was there one day, she came up to me. And she's like, "Hey, Jamin, how are you? Remember when you worked for my dad?" And I had no idea who she was until she told me his name. And it was a cool experience. I won't get too far into it, but I'll tell you this much. When I was there, they messed with me a little bit. They put Viagra in my drink before my wrestling match.
Ow!
And I had no idea. So I'll leave it there.
It was funny. Was Paige definitely more talented than her brother? And then we'll stop because you guys, you haven't seen this movie, but you should.
Was Paige more talented than her brother? You know, she had two brothers. I didn't meet the one. I know there was two of them in the movie, and now I met Roy. Roy was the older brother. He was very talented. He was actually afraid of him.
Oh God! Huh? But he was wasn't he the one that was rejected, and they picked Paige instead?
I think it was her. There was two brothers, and I'm not sure if they told Roy's story. I'm trying to think back now, but
she had another brother
that was close in age. But yeah, no, I mean Paige is talented because of her look, and Paige was talented in the ring. Unfortunately, I think her her wrestling career unfortunately came to a close because she messed up her neck. So, but yet she still works for the company and she's doing great. And it's cool.
Awesome.
Like I said, it's cool to see people. It's cool to see how people's stories play out.
I know. It is truly so much. All right. So I need to quit bullshitting myself. The subtitle. Because, you know, I am just taking you guys on this silly rabbit hole. I apologize. So let's get to the topic at hand, self-awareness. Go for it. Jennifer, you want to start?
No, let's let Jamin start.
All right, Jamin, go for it.
Sure, I'll start. I mean, this okay, so I, you know, I feel that this subject needs to be in conversations more often. I feel that a lot of people are missing the boat on this self-awareness thing. And the reason why is because I feel like we walk around aimlessly, sometimes unconsciously, not thinking about a lot of the things we do. We go around and we have no problem blaming people or things, but we're not really taking our own actions into accountability. And I think the reason why we're reacting so harshly to things is because we see a lot of the aspects in others and ourselves, and we're just not willing to talk about it.
It's
you
hard.
Know? And
it's hard to like think about your imperfections, but your imperfections are what help you grow. They're wonderful. I have a lot of them, so I must be growing at, you know, a record pace. But I mean, it's okay to be imperfect. It's okay to fail. It's okay because that gives you, you know, something to work with, basically. Who wants to be perfect? Ugh. Anyway, go for it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole perfection thing, I think, is an old school way of thinking. I think, especially probably when you were growing up, Elisa, even Denise, too, like, I mean, I think it was a very, you know, I don't know if this is a cynical thought or not, but it seemed like back in your guys' days, it was a little bit more secretive. A lot of things were secretive and a lot of things were just not talked about because it was uncomfortable to talk about.
Yeah.
And I feel in time right now, and even when I look at even what you're doing, Elisa, with Eric and just the whole entire plethora of stuff that's coming out more and more on spirituality, I feel like self-awareness is becoming so much more a part of the topic. I feel, though, my fear in it all, though, is people are kind of taking it and talking about it, but nobody's really applying it. Nobody's really you know, sitting down with their closest people and saying, hey, look, I'm fucked up in this area of my life. I need some help. I'm going to work on it. And as long as you're aware of it, I ask you not to react to it, but to help me too when you see these aspects. Like that would be, I feel that would be a great solution to many of our problems.
Yes.
The problem, though, is many of us just don't want to talk about it. So as long as we keep sweeping it under the rug, we're appearing like everything's fine. It's no different than what you see on social media. There's a lot of social media, people posting pictures of them and their family. But in reality, at home, it's a travesty maybe because maybe the wife and husband are not getting along or maybe the kids are not happy or whatever the case is. You know, it's not my business to say. But what is, I think, that should be brought up in the conversation more often is people having the courage to really talk about their shit. And I think, and if you think about shit, if you think about poop, if you think about when a cow craps in a yard, it's fertilizer. It's fertilizer for new things to grow. And if we can look at our bullshit.
Yeah, it feels a lot better to get that shit out. You don't want to be constipated.
You don't. And the body actually reacts the same way as it does as our thoughts do. Because eventually what happens is you bottle up things. And when we start to get older and we start to slow down, a lot of these unconscious thoughts that we've swept under the rug for years start to come afloat. Therefore, things start coming out. And that's when.
God. All right. I think it all has to do, and maybe you can speak to this, Jennifer. It has to.
Yeah.
It gets down to vulnerability. We are afraid to be vulnerable, and it's the ultimate vulnerability to be honest with yourself, and to take that honesty about yourself and air it to others. That's got to be so difficult, but it's so refreshing.
So,
freeing. But go ahead.
Well, one of the things that Eric is saying to me in along these lines is that self-awareness is a huge part of this, like becoming self-aware and really dealing with your bullshit. But he said sometimes you've lied to yourself so much that your perception of who you are and maybe what your issues are, you can't always understand without getting other people's perception of you and your behavior. So airing out your stuff can kind of open your eyes to like, well, I never looked at it that way. You know, I never really thought that when I respond that way, it might seem rude when in my head I'm panicking and I don't know what to say. So that's another big reason to get the stuff out there so you can get, and he says, of course, you have to watch who you air your stuff to because, you know, if it's somebody who doesn't really have your best interest in mind, they may be able to manipulate you. So
well,
it has to be somebody
tell?
That you trust.
How can you tell? Because I've been betrayed all sorts of ways. So how can you tell if
well,
what you're going to hear
learning process.
Is like a whole sacred?
Well, it sometimes is just a learning process, and sometimes you need to learn through being betrayed to people. Like, okay, when I get these indications, when I get these senses, I need to listen to those because those were warning signs.
Uh-huh.
It's all part of the self-reflection and the learning about yourself.
I love what she said.
Yes. Part of it takes being present, and I know I'm rarely present, but you have to be present, be in tune with these senses, your intuitive senses. But go ahead, Damon. Sorry.
No, you're good. I love everything. I see it once again. This conversation's so fucking cool to me because it's so hard for people to just talk, like you said, Elisa, vulnerability. Vulnerability is a weapon. It cuts through all the lies. It just does.
Yeah, I love it.
And oh, I'm sorry.
I love it. I love vulnerability. It's awesome. It's divine. It's divine, really.
And to kind of touch on, like, sometimes you don't know when people are taking advantage or collecting data on you to only use it against you. But here's my thing with all of that. Fuck it. Who cares? If people are doing that, if that's their MO, they will realize in time that it's not going to serve them in the future. What will serve you in the future, like, you go around today, and I hear everyone just talking shit about everything. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a movie. It's like, oh, I really love that movie, but I hate the scene. Or it's always some type of critique that people want to make now. But here's the only way you can combat that is seriously just focusing on the things that are actually fucking awesome around you. It's like, yeah, that movie sucked or this or whatever, but hey, I had a good time eating popcorn and spending time with the people that I was with or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be focused on the thing. And I think sometimes we as humans focus so much on the shortcomings of others and the things around us that make us feel uncomfortable, when really all those things that make us feel uncomfortable is a fucking opportunity for us to grow and become stronger than we've ever been. And, you know, it's like parents.
Yeah.
Parents will tell their kids, hey, you made eighth place. Good job anyway, pal. You know, as a parent, I'm a big believer in, like, yeah, pump your kids up, let them know that they can do it. But if they place fucking 10th, don't tell them that they still did a great job. Let them know, hey, yeah, you lost. However, here's how we can get better. Here's how we can recalibrate or reassess ways to become more stronger next time we do things. Sometimes a loss is actually the best thing for us because it helps us sharpen our own blade more, you know?
So true. And I raised my kids to know this, and now my grandkids, that failure is they're just this, you know, defeat is stepping stones to success. I mean, I will open and ask a question like, hey, do you think it's okay to make mistakes? Oh, no. It is awesome to make mistakes because that's how we learn to grow and improve and all that. Failure is awesome. Not failure is not an option, but failure is an option and it's an awesome one. So, okay, why do people, and I don't know if Eric needs to answer this from Denise or Jennifer, but why do people feel like they need to focus on the negative, like Damon said, and focus on the shortcomings of people?
Yeah. So what Eric was saying about that is that for a lot of people, it's a way to deflect their own growth. that they don't have to look at themselves, that they focus externally, because for some people, there's so much fear, there's so much sadness attached to their baggage, that it's too difficult for them, but they, letting that fear and that baggage and that stuff sit there, that anger builds, that negativity builds, so the negativity comes out in an unproductive way, is what Eric was saying. It's avoidance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, it's like, be vulnerable. You know, share yourself, and if people are, like, rude or attack you or trolls or haters, then guess what? You know who your true friends are. It's a great way to cull the pack and know who has your best interest at heart.
Absolutely.
Well said.
So, who the hell are you trying to please? Are you trying to please your enemies?
Yeah.
People don't care about you? The people don't love you? They don't have your back? Really? No. You want to cull those, and this is a great experiment and a great way to do it, but do not, so that you can focus on the people that truly have your back. And the others, maybe they can grow and catch up later. So, anything else? Oh,
yeah.
You want to talk anything about the event? Describe what that's like, or do you want to talk about, well, anything. Go for it, guys.
Go ahead, Jamin. You want to talk about the
event? I wasn't sure if you wanted to pick it up. Okay, sure. To just kind of put the button on self-awareness, I implore all of you, whoever's listening to this, there is no magic pill. There is no certain thing you can do that's going to help you become more self-aware other than you, at the end of the day, when you close the door, looking at your shit, reflecting on what you've done, what you don't do, what you could do, and taking a real stab at changing that pattern. That is the only way self-awareness becomes more into effect. And you can only ride your intuition for too long before your intuition is actually going to be incorrect after a while. Because if you start overvaluing your intuition, you start undervaluing everything else around you, and you start thinking you have all the answers. So just understand, anybody that is really suffering or the word suffering is a terrible word to use. It's struggling. Anyone who's struggling to open up more, to be more self-aware, I totally implore you to take one person in your life that you're close with or 10 people in your life that you're close with and just open up to them about your issues and let them know that you're working on it. So then, therefore, they have context and understand how to support you in that as well, because it's going to take vulnerability to make it work. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how do we find the courage to just open up that? I mean, do we lead with a certain sentence? How do we do that?
It's a million-dollar question. It's a million-dollar question.
Give me the $1 million. I can use it. Okay. Go ahead.
You just do it.
Eric says you just suck it up and do it. You jump in. You feel that fear, and you do it anyway.
Yeah. You
start
jump
with
in.
Something like, hey, don't shoot the messenger. Don't be judging, but I want to be honest with you. Blah, blah, blah. So
it really is the best way to – I feel it's the best way to make things easier on yourself when you just – tell the freaking truth. If you tell the truth, no one can do anything to you. What can they say?
It's like,
hey, yeah, I was a fuckface 2 years ago, and now I'm bettering myself. What now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. And I understand, for those of you who are listening, I understand that it's so freaking hard sometimes. But just like Eric said, if you just do it, trust me, you got to trust, for a bunch of people who say we're so spiritual, we got to trust the fucking universe. We got to trust that whatever decision we make or whatever comes out of our mouth is going to give us the resources to help support those ideas for the good or the bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The truth can never hurt in the long run. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. That Eric was saying that, and that's a good point, the long run. So growth does have challenges. So he said, you're going to jump into this and you're going to maybe hear some things about yourself you don't like, or you're going to have to deal with some things about yourself that make you nervous or you don't want to, but you go in with an open mind But growth is not easy. Growth is difficult, and sometimes it feels like it's not worth it, but you just keep going through it.
It is worth it. You know, the truth shall set you free, and the truth is what is going to allow you to become your authentic self. It's the lies, all the deceptions, the justifications, rationalizations, I think that's the same thing, but anyway, that keep you from being you. And that's awful.
Yeah.
So it's okay to just like swallow it, you know, and just be honest with yourself and with others. All right. So you want to talk about the event at all?
Well, So during the event, I'll be channeling Eric for information for people to kind of ask the questions that pertain to this, or really whatever questions they'd like to ask and get more information about how to go about this. You know what. Maybe specific things need to be worked on. And then I will also be doing a handful of personal one-on-one readings as well.
That's awesome. And it's going to be October 3rd, right?
October 4th and 6th.
Wait. Oh, 4th,
yep.
5th, and 6th. Oh, God. Okay, anyway, but I've been plugging it right.
Yeah.
So, and if you go to the homepage of Channeling Eric, com, you will see on the right-hand sidebar, a way to click and register. So you can attend remotely, or you can attend in person. I hope you guys attend in person because it's fun. It's awesome. It's life-changing. We can go visit Eric's bedroom and capture videos of orbs. We can like hang out in the hot tub. We can have some wine or whatever, and just have a good time after, during and afterwards. So anyway, consider it. Anything else you want to say, guys, before we start taking questions from listeners?
Good to go. We're excited to see we're excited for the people that are coming to the event.
Yeah.
To the 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's going to, like Lisa says, it's going to be life-changing. We got Eric that's going to be providing a ton of information. And really, one of my main goals going into this is taking whatever negativity you guys have and turning that sensitivity into more power for yourselves. Anxiety is such a hot word that people love to talk about all the time. But what I really would like to do that weekend is really break down what anxiety means to you, help you identify these triggers in your body and understand how to work with them rather than trying to suppress them. Because the suppression is what's causing more anxiety.
Make anxiety your friend. And it's very important to know also that, with anxiety, there's always depression on the other side. There's two sides of the same coin, basically. So you guys deserve it. You guys deserve this. And that's the first obstacle. You've got to know that you deserve to get this help so that you can, thrive in life, in your career, in relationships, etc. Anyway, so okay, without further ado, I will take calls, and DeniseRamon.com will channel the answers. Hi, Denise. I feel like we've been ignoring you. Sorry.
No, I've enjoyed listening to all of you, and I'm really hoping to see both Jennifer, I call her my Mickey Mouse buddy, and I do, and Damon, I'm looking forward to seeing him again. It's just I love both their energies and their sweetness. I'm looking forward. I'm hoping I can make it there, if not in the evening. But no, I've enjoyed listening to what everything y'all have been saying.
All right, so let's take first caller.
Yes.
All right, first caller, 650 area code. Hey there, how you doing? Anybody home? Hello? Hey, you're on the show. Do you have a question for Eric? Hello? Dang it, we'll catch them later. All right, so we've got somebody from the 773 area code.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, who are we talking to?
Teresa from Chicago.
Hi, Teresa. What you got for us? Or Eric, rather.
Well, hey, Eric. Last time I spoke to y'all was in July month. I've been listening to the self-awareness. That's a great topic. I want to discuss about, yes, it is. It really is. And last week. I was diagnosed with lupus in 2001, and I've been taking a lot of medication. I don't take a lot right now. This is 2019. 2015, I was diagnosed with neuromyelic optic nerve, where the nerve affects my right eye, and it has been not working since 2015. What I mean, not working, I barely can see out of it. If I close my left eye, it'd be real dim.
Yeah.
And this is for Eric. Is, should I take the medication or should I?
Or should she take low-dose naltrexone, which is less than a penny a day if you make it with regular naltrexone tablets, and is so much better than methotrexate and all these Cosentyx and all that stuff. Low-dose naltrexone. It is a miracle drug that Big Pharma don't want nobody to know about because it's cheap, they can't make money on it, and it works better than what they have to offer. It normalizes the immune system. It doesn't suppress it. So, Eric, should she be on that?
Eric is saying that Eric is saying that he says she needs to take something, but because of her fear, that's why she's not taking that other stuff. But Eric is also saying, he's saying that what you're saying is actually valid in 100%. And he says, and there are more and more people getting on this because of you, Elisa. He's saying, because my mom has been promoting it, that there have been more and more people getting on it that have seen such a drastic change and for the better in themselves. And and as he's saying this, he's reminding me of a session I had that this woman had spent over 20 years trying to get the right kind of medicines and stuff for everything, like for just like anxiety or whatever, PTSD or something to that effect. And that is what she takes now, is that that medication
LDN
that you recommended. Yes.
Okay.
LDN. Doctors are not, it's low dose naltrexone,
N-A-L-T-R.
Yeah, T R.
Uh-huh.
E X.
E X.
O N. Yeah. O N E. It is
okay.
So safe that it's called the why not drug. If you're addicted to opiates, you have to start an ultra low dose, okay? But, you know, it's really complicated. But if you look up low dose naltrexone on my YouTube channel, you'll find the interview with the woman that heads up the LDN Research Trust. It is, since endorphins are involved here, because it triples the endorphin release, and endorphins are all about attacking inflammation. It's great for anything rooted in inflammation, autism, cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease, et cetera.
Yeah.
And like I say, don't even, your doctor is going to say, no, I have never heard of it. If that's the case, if they don't have an open mind, you Google online, people, listen to me now, find an LDN doctor, and you can get it through telemedicine, okay? I just had a lady email me saying, oh, I've heard, you know, about the LDN from your stuff. And I thought it was cool. Then 3 months later, I developed advanced stage colon cancer. Okay? So she surreptitiously took it because she knew her doctor would, you know, poo-poo it off. And so she took it, and her doctor initially said, okay, you're going to have a colostomy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chemotherapy and radiotherapy are going to suck and you're probably going to die, whatever. She took it, and at the end, her doctor said, you're the only patient of mine who did not get adversely affected by chemo or radiotherapy, which is true. It helps mitigate the side effects. Plus, your images, and you didn't have to have a colostomy, plus your images are clear. You have no cancer. So this is huge, people. Really big, okay? So I hope that helps you. Go research it, girl, okay?
I'm going to research it. Quick question, Eric. Due to my lupus, I've been having flare-ups. The reason why I've been having flare-ups is because my son got served. He's incarcerated. He's going to be gone for 20 years, they say, due to his mental illness. He left 2 weeks ago. Due to his mental illness over the years and not taking medication, he's serving time. Eric, could you tell me the year he get out, if possible?
Probably a lot of free will involved there. But yeah, what?
There is, but Eric makes me feel like somewhere down, like several years down the road, that somebody's going to take an interest in his case. I feel like something else will happen. Like there'll be some digging in there, because I feel like something, there was some, I just don't feel like it was a clean cut case is what Eric was showing me.
No, it wasn't. It really, really wasn't. He took the time, and I couldn't say anything by being an adult. You know, he had a public defender. I can't afford no lawyer.
Eric says that somebody's going to come in, like, you know, I guess it's like people who come in and look at cases, you know, for wrongdoing or something.
Okay.
Eric is telling me that one of the reasons why his case is going to be looked at is because he's a person of color, and they really look at those cases, the people that come in to redo it. So I'm assuming that your son is a person of color, but he's telling me that it will be looked at again, which the way Eric has shown me, I feel like something really positive will come out of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You bet,
thank
darling.
You, Eric. Thank you, Elisa. Eric talked about manifest something small like an apple, and I was like, Eric, I don't like apples. So I manifest strawberries, so I eat strawberries.
Oh, goody. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you later, girl.
You take care.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you up. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Sweet. All right, so we have somebody from the 404 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, what's up? What you got for us?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm so excited. This is my first time actually getting through, so I'm super happy to be here. So,
awesome.
Hi, Eric. Yeah. And Elisa, I just want to say that I know you've moved past it, but I know you're having issues with haters and you can't let them get to you because the work that you do is amazing. So don't doubt it.
I know. I just don't want to read the comments. That works for me, but thank you so much.
Don't read the comments.
No.
But anyway, I'll keep it quick. I don't have anything specific, but just want to hear if Eric or anyone else is coming through for me with any specific message or anything that I should be focusing on right now.
Well, Eric says that there's something that you have been focusing on, there's something that you're focusing on about something that you're wanting or something, or there's something that you're focusing on. Obviously you focus on everything, but there's something that you're focusing on, like let's just say you want a diamond ring or something. Whatever it is that you're focusing on, whatever it is that you're wanting, Eric says keep putting it there because it's almost there, so don't give up on that. So whatever that is that you're focusing on, I don't know if it's the pass a driving test or I don't know what it is, but he says just keep your focus on it because it's about ready to come.
Yeah, definitely not a driving test. It's maybe a new business idea, a new potential there, and so
okay.
I've sort of been doubting it, but...
I want to jump in.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Yeah,
I got to jump in.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim. Nice to meet you. Hope you're having an awesome day. You got fucking awesome energy. and your energy, your thought process really dictates what's going to happen energetically to you. I want you to really understand this. Like, when you shake people's hands, make sure that you're wishing them well in your mind, because this will give them energy. I want you to really pay attention to these little things, because you have a energy to you. I can hear it in your voice. I heard it the minute you started talking. I was like, oh, she's got the juice. So if you have that juice, just remember, watch how you think sometimes in terms of, like, when you get insecure or this business idea you have. If you have an insecurity about it, try not to let it bog you down. Trust your intuition, because your energy is strong enough to actually pierce reality. And that's just my opinion, and that's based upon what I just heard from you in the first couple seconds. So I'm just going to say that, and I'll shut up now.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Eric, can you verify that, Eric, my boy?
He said when you were talking about the make sure what your thoughts are and your handshaking, you know, the business, and he was saying that in itself is so electrifying that even though you may not feel it or they don't feel it, like when I say feel it, like are conscious of it, it's still electrifying, and they get it, and it just changes the whole concept. And so when, just keep your focus on this business idea that you have, because Eric is telling you it is right there at the front. I mean, it's almost where you can taste it and start seeing the physicalness of it. So I like that, Jamin, about the handshake. I like that.
That's awesome. Anyway, so thank you, Kim, for calling. And,
thank you, guys.
And
I appreciate it.
Keep us posted.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay?
I listen every week, so.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You guys have a great night.
You too, darling.
You too, Kim. Take care.
Aw. Okay, let me see. I see an international caller, so let me just go ahead and take this one. It's 111-111-111-1. Guys, hey there. What's up?
What's up?
What you got?
Hey, I'm just wondering. My name is Ralph. I called a couple of times.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Remember me? Yep.
Of course I do. How can I forget you?
I'm just wondering if there's anything my higher self would like to say. That's it.
That's a good one.
And what's your first name again?
Raphael.
Raphael, okay. I keep hearing trust is what I keep getting, and Eric is showing me trust. He's saying that you need to really trust what you're feeling inside and trust some of your thoughts, because Eric is making me feel like the way he's talking to me, like you are very intuitive and you feel things. You're not trusting that. And Eric says you need to take about 15-20 minutes out of your day and just spend time saying, I'm going to start trusting whatever it is that's coming through. And Eric is saying it would be good to write things down for you so you can look back later and say, oh my God, yes, that was correct. This is right. But Eric says it's about trust, and you're not trusting yourself. It's like you don't think you have those same capabilities as others, and Eric wants you to know you do. And Eric is also wanting me to tell you that he loves you dearly, and he hears you talking to him. Don't think he doesn't hear you.
Wow. Are you guys, y'all together in another life or anything? I mean, I love the bro love thing going on. So, are you guys connected in any way?
Eric and Raphael. Eric says, I just feel like they have been, Eric is making me feel like they've just been really good friends. Really good friends.
In other lives, they were good friends.
Yes. Other lives, yes.
Nice. Okay, so he got your back, Raphael.
That's it. Thank you very much.
You bet, babe. Thank you. Yeah, I just like his energy. It's so sweet. All right, let's try this one that we tried before, but they did not answer. So it's 650 error code. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. We tried to get you. You were the top of the list. I tried to get you, but nobody answered. So I figured you probably went to get a quick beer or something. I don't know. Just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding.
Thank you.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
So, sure.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, I kind of have a question similar to the other person that just called in. I wanted to know if there were any messages from my higher self or anything I should be doing differently in my life because I'm feeling a little stuck.
Oh, yeah.
What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy. Eric is saying listen. I'm hearing listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen more is what I'm also hearing is listen more. And then I'm also hearing the stuff business is due to some fear because there's a part of you now that it's like you've outgrown one pair of shoes, now you need to fit into another pair. And
mm-hmm.
there's some fear about having to go buy that new pair. And this is just right on spot on target about what Jamin and Jennifer are going to be talking about over during the 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's about looking at that part of you and just acknowledging that there is something there because Eric has shown me there's some real fear being turned up in you about going forward. There's a part of you that wants to move forward, but then there's another part of you that's scared. And one of the things Eric is saying, just remember you've already lived it, so you're going to survive it. It's just a matter of, as Eric says, just saying F it and just run through it, because really it's such a thin piece, even though it feels so thick of the fear. But Eric says that that's what's going on with you with the fear.
Do you know what
there's something there.
Yeah,
well, what is
I
it
know
that
what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Just a personal life. It's just some decisions I have to make. I don't know.
Eric says you're not giving yourself enough credit.
Probably.
Women rarely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We live our lives to please others. So.
Eric says to stop blaming. Eric says to stop taking all of the blame. Whatever it is, stop taking
women
all the blame.
Women do that too.
Yep, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you. I know there's a lot of people that want to get on, so I'll let you go. Thank you so much, and thank you, Eric.
So you know
you
what to do
care,
next,
Nancy.
Though? Nancy, you know what to do next then?
Yeah,
keep in touch with us, okay?
Okay, I will. All right, thank you.
You're all right. Fine.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nancy. All right. We got somebody from the 678 area code. Hello there. How are you doing?
Hey, Elisa.
Hey. This.
No, this is your little buddy, Jim, from Marietta, Georgia.
Hey,
what's
up?
Howdy,
howdy.
And this is not this is not for Jim. This is for my friend, Liz, and also Monica and her daughter and Julie and I, we just had a very good friend of ours pass to the other side from cancer.
Oh gosh.
We buried her this weekend, and she was really the sweetest, kindest, gentlest soul. And I'm going to ask Eric, my prankster buddy. Thank you for all the pranks, Eric. I enjoy them all. I'm going to ask him if there's anything that sweet Elizabeth Zamoron can tell her girlfriends who are sitting right here.
Eric is saying, and I really feel like it's her talking to me more than Eric, but she is saying, I had one hell of an amazing ride. And I feel like she's talking about the last few days of her life here, because that was part of her transitioning over, and she's just saying that it was just an amazing ride. And I feel like she's talking about actually days and transitioning over to the other side. She just,
amazing.
I don't
good
know what her voice is. A good, a good. She's just
okay.
Like, it's almost like it was, she's like, tell me, like, it's what we would say breathtaking, you know. It was just that the colors, the energy, the everything that she was picturing and feeling and seeing. It was just
her husband Raphael misses and loves her. Her husband Raphael misses and loves her very much. Her bestie Liz and her bestie Monica, standing right here, miss her terribly. She was a beautiful woman. I mean, beautiful soul, beautiful lady, wonderful energy. I hope you can feel that, Denise.
Yes, and she's also saying that, you know, they haven't heard the last of her. So I, with her saying that, there's going to be visits and stuff. All coming around, because she wants them to know. And I already feel like she has already visited her husband. She's showing me him, her grabbing his foot. So I don't know if he feels something around his foot or not, but she's showing me she's grabbing his foot. And so if you feel somebody around you and there's nobody there, just know that it's her. She's coming around, because she definitely doesn't want y'all to be, she doesn't want you to be sad that something isn't right, because she says everything is perfect.
Great, great. And that's exactly how she sounds. Yes, Elisa?
I forgot now. God dang it. I'm old. Okay, hang on. It's really – oh, yeah. Was it part of her contract to develop cancer? And if so, why?
Was it part of her contract? She says it was her contract to go when she left.
Why?
But I feel like what she like it was almost like a decision, like when something was going to come around to, you know, to have her transition over. You know, that to be it. I feel like that was like, okay, I'll go ahead and take that. And I also feel like whatever kind of cancer she had, there was a lot of controversy over the treatment. And I just feel like that's going to bring more awareness to whatever it to whatever type of treatment she had.
Yeah, it was ovarian cancer, and it metastasized into her lungs, and she was only 51 years old.
Gosh.
But what a beautiful soul. But Elizabeth, my friend Elizabeth lives and works in Macau. You know, that's the Las Vegas of China. And she flew over at a minute's notice, and she's sitting here right now, going to go home tomorrow morning. But she got to see her friend one last time. And
it's beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
It's not going to be the last time. I don't think it's going to be the last time.
That's what
I
hear.
Know.
But thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm not going to be a hog and hog other people's ability to get on and talk to Eric. Thanks, Eric. I love you, man.
Tell him that we love him.
The girls love Elizabeth Samaran. They love her to pieces.
Oh, that's so awesome. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Jim.
Okay. Bye, Lisa.
Take care.
Bye, Denise.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Oh. All right, so we got somebody. Oh, wait, no, that one. No, that's wrong. Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Hi, 404 Eric. How are you? I hope I didn't already get your call, but I'm kind of confused. Are you there?
Lisa, this is Kim again. I think you pulled me back up, but I've already been on.
Oh, God.
So you can move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Move on, move along. Okay, let's see. 540 area code. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good.
This is Lucy again.
Right?
Pardon?
Okay. Did I already take your call? Did I miss up?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But this is Lucy from Virginia.
Hi, Lucy. I'm at one with the law, so if I did messed up, it would have been fine because I'm vulnerable like that. Just kidding.
Well,
all right,
you didn't mess up at all.
I do a lot.
Yeah.
So what would you like to ask Eric or Damon, Jennifer, Denise?
Well, or all of them, whoever. What would you say is the purpose of my life?
That's a good one.
Eric is saying, and Jennifer and Damon, please jump in too. But Eric is telling me that you're wanting to know your purpose because you feel at a loss. And he says we have more than one purpose, and it's just that I just feel like there are some things that you've always wanted to do. And you never felt like you were good enough to do some of them. I don't know.
Right,
if it's like
yes.
Art or singing or playing the keyboard, you know, piano or something.
Yeah.
But Eric,
if I had
says,
it to do over again, I would have gone into medicine and climbed Mount Everest.
But Eric says that there are things, though, that there's still some things that you're like, they don't have to be so huge as that for you to get that same satisfaction in there. But there's some things in there that you haven't done. And I feel like it's something to do with, like, maybe take guitar lessons, take piano lessons, or take some art lessons, or do something like that. And Eric says you to just do that and not think about what you didn't do or what you should have done.
Says,
just go forward. Just go forward.
So something in the
something
art
that makes you feel, that brings fun to you when you think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
But he says, but then you get into that second thought and go, no, I can't do that. I'm too old, or no, I shouldn't be doing it now, or it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Uh huh. But it does matter.
Yeah.
It does matter. He says.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that answers my question very nicely. Okay, a lot to think about. Okay, well, thank you so much, all of you.
Okay,
thank you, Lucy. I love your name, by the way. Take care.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww. Okay, we have somebody from the 360 area code. Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Tara. How are you?
Hey, Tara. What's up?
Hi, Eric. Hi, everybody. I'm just excited
Hello.
To say hi, you guys.
Hello.
So I'm going to go with the trend, too. I want to ask my higher self, do you have a message for me?
And your first name is Tara?
Tara.
Tara.
T-A-R-A,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or if Eric has a message.
Is there something exciting and fun that you're looking at doing, but you're questioning it?
Yes.
because they're saying go with it. Go with it.
Really?
The reason why you're they're saying the reason why you're having second thoughts about it is because you're not feeling like you're worthy of it. So Eric is being silly. He's saying, so get on your knees and tell yourself why you are worthy of it, because he's playing when he's saying that. But he says you just don't think you're worthy of it. But they're saying go for that.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome. Yay!
So you're gonna do it, right, girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna get on my knees, all right, and I'm gonna do that.
All right. Awesome.
Because while back, Eric said get moving, and I've been moving, working out, and losing weight, so. If he says to do that, get on my knees and give myself some self-love here and fill myself up and give that confidence, yeah, I'll go for it.
Awesome.
But, hey, for the gentleman, what kind of energy do I have? I heard you reading another lady. Yeah. I'm curious what you have to say about me.
Okay. Well, let's start with this. What's your date of birth?
October 1st.
Okay, so October 1st, so very stubborn energy. We'll start with that. very beautiful way. I say that in a very because for me, what works is I feel vibration, and sometimes I get visions, but I don't readily just always throw it towards people's way, only because for me it's not developed there quite yet. However, I will say this about you: you have a lot of energy, so. What I listen for is the almost this cadence in your voice, almost this like it sounds like music, but giving me your date of birth always helps me understand what the energy is, because energy is in numbers. If you look at numerology or anything like that,
yeah.
Is it too much to ask right now for your the year you were born?
Oh, 1971.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So. So let me do some calculating. Okay, so it's 20. Okay, so you come out to a 2. So the 2 energy, these type of people are all about camaraderie. So it's funny, you have actually this energy to you that's like very leader-like and very my way or the highway. But then you also have this other side to you that really likes working with people. Working with people is actually usually your blessing. It's one thing to be a leader, but it's another thing when you're working with people. You're actually gaining more in life through working with people all the time. So just be aware, and as I was saying to the I believe her name was Kim earlier, focus on like how you feel in things. Like when you came on here, you're all bubbly. This type of energy can resonate with many people if you approach all people like this. Do you understand?
Nice.
Many people
yes.
sometimes struggle with purpose, but it's because they don't use their energy, that they don't pay attention to their own energy and what makes them feel alive. If you pay attention to what gives you energy, meaning what gives you enthusiasm, then you'll be able
yes.
to recognize more what you're doing in all of it. So let me ask you this before it's all over. What is your passion?
What is my passion? I love connecting with other people. I like being part of. That is my passion.
There
all
you
right,
go.
So guys,
and singing.
Oh, I wish I could sing. We need to close up the show so I don't run into
Thank
the next
you.
One. They'll be hating on me. Thank you, Tara. And you guys, check out Jamin Olivencia at jaminolivencia.com. Jennifer at Psychic Medium, Jennifer Doran, Doran.com. And Denise Ramon, man, you are hitting it, girl, at DeniseRamon.com. And you guys, click on the registration button on the sidebar, the right-hand sidebar of the blog for Jennifer and Jamie's event. I want to meet you guys, and it would be so much fun. It would be a delight. And again, transformative. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All
of y'all, take care.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.